Welcome in the No House Advantage, NHA, NBA Strategy Show. Myself and Terry are in the house here for the next half hour. Good news, Tyler's producing. No House Advantage is offering up a promo code. You put in Awesomeo, we'll match your first deposit up to $25. And Terry is here to build you the optimal lineup of all optimal lineups on this Tuesday night as we head into a skimpy, skitty slate. My friend, as always, good to see you and excited to jump into some NHA stuff.
Good to see you too, pal. It's definitely going to be a fun, weird little slate we got going on. There's a lot of known unknowns right now, I guess, about this slate. We know that there are some big question marks in terms of injury. We know that there are things that, like, you know, Isaiah Stewart being out and being suspended, like we were just talking about behind the scenes, right?
Right.
That's creating some chaos in that rotation. So there's just some weird things going on across the industry. Pricing on other sites is weird today. There are some great looking props that we can pick from on NHA today. So I'm excited to go through it. It's a really interesting slate.
And there are a couple of things going on here with NHA and these NHA shows that we want to let everybody know beyond, of course, the promo code and how to work the 10 right through one. And Tyler's going to have the screen up in the background as well. But for No House Advantage, we have projections. They're free up there today on Awesomeo. And beyond that, and thanks to Terry for reminding us each and every week about this as we continue to do the shows, that we give you not only our own projections. So Alex has put up projections for everything tonight based off of NHA's lines. We also have that optimal lineup tab that is one step further of, okay, well, if you don't believe us about the projections, just put in this lineup and that'll work. We're going to go over the projections, the overs, the unders, how we have it all laid out. But just to let people know that there are multiple ways that they can take advantage of what we have on Awesomeo for No House Advantage.
Yeah, that page is great. It typically updates a little bit later in the day than when this show goes live. So it's something to circle back for later on. We like to get some news in there and have everything kind of in better place. Like, we all know there's late breaking news every day in NBA, but we try and capture a little bit more of it before posting the optimals up there. But we just give like 20, 25 some odd pages of optimal lineup after optimal lineup. So you can start at the very top, just enter the ones that anybody would grab. Or just kind of a good way to do it is cut out the first, you know, 15, 25, whatever we've got on that first page, go to the second page. Not everybody's just going to click over to the second page. You're getting lineups that are a fraction of a percentage point lower in terms of the probability of being the most highly optimal. And not everybody's going to immediately go to those lineups. So just start back a little bit and make some different choices. And you can make yourself different that way, or just grab the ones off the top. But it's at least a great gauge for where should I be dropping these in terms of the 10 to 1 rankings, in terms of what looks best on the board. So I really like going to that and then bouncing back to our props tool here. And it's a great way to put these lineup cards together.
All right, brother, let's start off. And, you know, I feel like it's good news and the bad news, right? Where nobody wants to root for unders. Everybody loves to root for overs. So do we get the unders out of the way and then splurge and enjoy our dessert? Or do we just skip the Brussels sprouts and broccoli and start cake first for dinner? Your call.
I tell you, I mean, those unders are looking so juicy in terms of the probabilities that we've got on the board right now. Several of the, we've got Josh Jackson bouncing up to a fairly high PRA number that we could talk about with a massive probability of coming through. And that was, you know, in that Detroit rotation. So it's really interesting there. It looks like a solid 10 different props coming in on 90 plus percent on the under. So I think it probably makes some sense to start there.
All right. Well, let's look at that. And why don't we go, you mentioned Josh Jackson, the PRA, the points and assists as well. We've got 99%, 98% as far as that probability of happening. We also have points as well for Jackson. So a couple of spots, including points and rebounds. Now, you know, you're getting a little risky by 89% because the other three are at least in that 90 percentile. Are you just going to go right there at the top, 99, make that a 10-point play?
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to do off the top. We could look to Justice Winslow in those tiny lines with the there's 100% there.
All right,
on the
right
board for his PRA. We're projecting him for 1.03 points plus rebounds plus assists. The line is 7.5. I just like the idea of giving Josh Jackson's play here in the 10 spot, though, just with that much to do. 19.5 for the PRA seems like a lot for him to do. We've got him projected at 11.97. He's a guy who's going to stand to see a minutes uptick. Right now, it looks like as of the last update I grabbed, Alex had him under 20 minutes projected for the night. There's a world where he sees 20 and somewhere around there, but I still think he comes in short of that. We've got enough leeway on the play where even if it's not 90 some odd percent likely, let's say he gets an additional 5-6 minutes. What's that taking us from 99% down to 84%? Like, you know, just to throw a dart at it, like that's still a really strong play. So even if we do get him with bonus minutes, I think the under makes a lot of sense. And that's one that's kind of with that much to do to me, it makes a lot of sense to just kind of book that one in a world where Justice Winslow plays 10 minutes, you can see him getting to that 7.5 just kind of by accident, right? So I just like to go for the ones that have a little bit more meat on them.
But it's an interesting point because last week we had an example, and I forget the specific name of who it was, Terry, but we had an example of, yeah, look, there's a 99 or 98% shot that this guy's going to go under for his props. But there was also like a 99 to 98% shot that the guy wouldn't see a minute and wouldn't actually play, and you'd be screwed over. In this case, it's a little bit of the opposite, right? Where you'd have to monitor and look at projections for Winslow's minutes to really feel confident enough whether or not that's even in jeopardy, as opposed to, all right, you can handle a smaller amount. Because you're right, if you get to a guy here that has a super low projection, but minutes could be a problem, then that's almost like the opposite element of what we were dealing with last week.
Yeah, exactly. And right now it's looking like Alex hasn't projected at a minute and a half, right? Beautiful. So that is not a significant minutes projection. In 12 games, he's averaged 9.5 minutes. So could he get to that mark? Absolutely. I mean, it's not wildly out of the question if he saw that 10-minute projection. It's just not where we've got him right now. I'm just jumping over to another board here so I can pull up his most recent minutes per game. It doesn't want to give it to me. That's annoying. Let me go back.
You mentioned the one as you do this real quick. You mentioned the one. Is there any danger of him not playing tonight?
Yeah. So it looks like he's been out for 4 games prior to coming back and just playing 10 in their last game. So there is always the possibility that he just doesn't get any run whatsoever tonight. A little rest day. He's honestly just hasn't been on my radar for DFS. So I just don't have his exact situation in mind, but with only 10 minutes in his previous game, having missed 4 prior to that, and only averaging around 10 minutes a game, I think it's a pretty good shot that he doesn't get very much run here. I would just trust whatever Alex has him projected for. If you see that jump up to the 10, 12 minute mark, it's an easy enough one to just bail out on. So, and that's just kind of an additional reason for Josh Jackson getting around what we expect him to is still coming in dramatically under, where the Winslow one seems like it's a little bit more of in flux. If he gets out to 10 minutes, it's easy enough for him to get that 7.5.
All right. So let's keep it here where we have intact Josh Jackson. Now, again, for all the people out there that are brand new to No House Advantage, first and foremost, welcome. Hit that thumbs up button, of course, and the subscribe button as well. Make sure you're subscribed to everything we have going on here, the DFS channel, the odds channel, of course, the season long. So we've taken Josh Jackson off the board. You can't run Josh multiple times over. Oh my God, Alex has him going under all these times. No, that's it. The one time we've locked him in on that 10-point play. Winslow, I get it. So let's look somewhere else. Now, what I love about this is from our projections is that there are some times where it's not about choice. It's just a matter of, all right, well, it's pretty obvious here that Serge Ibaka's PRA is going to be the next obvious jump from Winslow to Jackson. There's nobody else. And we'll get to Covington and Kemba in a second here, but there's nobody else that's above 95% outside of Winslow and Jackson for any other prop. So might be a good place to at least look there at 97% for him going under the PRA. And it's by nearly 6 full points.
Yeah, and another guy who, we haven't seen a ton of so far through this season, averaging just 8.7 minutes a game across 3 games. There's not a ton there for him he hasn't been giving us all that much in that limited action. And there's kind of a lot there for him to do with a 17.5 point PRA. So we've got him projected at 11.88, and that's coming in a 13.7 minute projection, which is out over what he's averaged in the small sample so far. Gave us 12 minutes in the most recent game. So back in the mix, but yeah, that seems like a pretty logical one to target for the under. And it's another one where it's a reasonable expectation of minutes. It's not because he's only projected for a minute, right? Like right. What we saw with Justice Winslow. So it's just more comfortable to go to that one with a meteor line to beat and kind of a low projection for what we actually reasonably would expect him to play.
Yeah, the next lowest one for him would be rebounds and then points and assists. Is there a theme here where it seems like for both, right? And it's player dependent and it's scenario dependent, I think, to a lesser extent as well, Terry. But it seems like we can cover more ground both when it comes to a player, mainly when we talk about unders here, we can cover more ground with the PRA, knowing that minutes isn't going to be an impact for Ibaka or really for Jackson, lesser extent Winslow. I get that, but these seem to be the better plays with the higher percentage, even though you're adding categories, right? So that's kind of counter to what people may normally think, which is, go under Ibaka's rebounds. Absolutely. Alex has him projected for, 4.5. The line is 6.5 on NHA. You start to add, it's adding more probability, right, that a guy could pick up numbers. And I know that the projection's moving a little bit to it, but it seems like for the most part, there are way more PRAs to get to on unders than there are just two or even one category.
Yeah, and to your point, when they look as strong as they do, kind of like I've been hinting at throughout this, where it's relative to minutes that are reasonable minutes that we expect, where it's not a product of them just being, projected for a limited amount of minutes in a strange situation, those are the ones to target to me. So, and something like Ibaka, his rebounds, it makes a ton of sense to look at that one as well. It's at 89.4 to go under the 6.5 that we've got, that the line is. Alex hasn't projected it, just 4.5. But what's the one thing he's doing fairly well this season? Well, he's got a 13.8% rebounding share. He's got a 6.3% assist rate. He's got a 20.3% true shooting percentage. Again, very, very limited minutes so far. But yeah, if you're talking about the one thing that he could go out there and just accidentally fall into 6.5 rebounds, you don't necessarily expect him to extend that and get out to 17.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. So I just think there's, give him more things to do out there for a guy who's kind of singularly focused right now in what he's able to do and is going to be somewhat limited in the amount of time that we expect him on the court anyway. Just not a ton of time for him to do all those different things.
All right. So same categories here. We've got Covington, then Walker on PRAs to go under. But I know we initially said we'll tackle the unders first. As we start to get, and this is just more of a strategy point/question back with you, when we start to get to this midnight, you should always just be going back and forth, right? Because you don't want to lock in an 8-point play because it's so juicy on the under at 95%. And then when you go flip to the over, you realize, oh, wait, we missed 3 or 4 people. So I don't think we're at that point just yet, because there is an over at 94% that we have projected on site. So I still think we can get to, but no, actually I stand corrected. Technically speaking, the Covington and Walker unders are going to have to take a backseat for Nerlens Noel's rebounds, because that's a full percentage point higher than both of them on the over.
Yeah, I mean, Nerlens Noel, it's 5.5 is where the line is. That one seems like, that is something that he's going to be able to blow through tonight. There is the narrative where he comes out and gets himself in stupid foul trouble early, but we've got him doing that. I switched over to Kemba because I thought we were going to that, Nick, and we'll jump back to him. I'm glad we went to the good one before it. taking the under on Kemba wasn't going to be as fun. So I'm expecting a good night for Noel. I wrote him up on about the other DFS sites, and I think he looks great in this spot. He seems like a fantastic play. We've got him doing that. We've got him playing 29.6 minutes tonight and kind of blowing through that rebounding projection by more than 3. 5.5, we've got him projected at 8.84. He's got a 13.8% rebounding percentage on the season, averaging 6.3 in just 23.3 minutes. So even if you just get a 24-minute night out of Nerlens Noel, he's got a pretty good shot of beating that 5.5 anyway. And I think given the fact that we're expecting extended minutes, no Taj Gibson, no Mitch Robinson, I think he's got a really good shot at blowing through that. So I'm actually 94.89% is very, very strong. I'd be fine with putting that in the 8 or the 9 spot. I think the 99% probably still belongs in the 10 spot, but I really like this one.
Wow. And that's not Nick's bias. That's Nick's insight coming there. The other part of it,
working on it. We try.
Exactly. Now, you're not high on Kemba. You said the better one there, but it's not often that I would, if ever, that I would ask if you are countering a projection in the 90 percentile. But do you want to stay away from Kemba, or do you like kind of how we are? Now, again, you look at where we have projections on site for Alex and the under specifically here. Covington is ahead of Kemba Walker. You don't have to play everything either. If you see now Winslow, Jackson, these guys, Ibaka, at least these guys are off the board. So the other issue is if you are bypassing Walker because, hey, you happen to be a fan of the team and you happen to follow this team and you happen to say, yeah, I think that he's got a chance of going over the 23.5 PRA. The next guy that we'd have to hit as far as the highest percentile would be Russ all the way down at 88. So you're losing some ground. That's all I'm saying. I'm adding a little bit of balance. Okay.
So I'm never going to approach these things as this guy's on my team. If it's a good percentage probability, it's a good percentage probability of coming in, right? So that Kemba one looks pretty juicy at 92.63%. I'm always happy to take unders on Robert Covington because he's a guy who's delivered nothing but unders for me throughout his entire career. Every time I roster this guy, he goes under. So if I put him in for a strong under, he'll probably go way over. But that's one that I think makes sense on the PRA as well. 93.2% there. But the Kemba one really interests me. We've got him going to only 17.56 on the PRA in our projections. That's against the 23.5 line. And we've got him doing that in one less minute than he's been averaging for the season, which is 24.7 minutes. We've got him projected at 23.7. But then if we look what he's played over the last three games, 21, 21, and 20 minutes before a third, or excuse me, 18, 21, 21, and 20 over the last four. I started in the wrong column there. So averaging just 20 minutes a game over the last three, we've seen that rotation get weird with Tibbs. He's really been going to the second unit quite a bit because the first unit's kind of sucked so far this season. So they've had a lot of issues. Kemba on his own coming in 20.8% usage, a 55.5% true shooting, 20% assist share. Those are fine. It equates to a 0.89 fantasy point player. If you're thinking in terms of fantasy points per minute from the other sites, that's a FanDuel number. But if you're thinking in terms of just raw points, rebounds, and assists, it's not really getting there. This is a pretty big projection. So it's a situation where if he comes out, he starts hot, he'll probably see bonus minutes. That's just how Tibbs has been running that rotation lately. So you end up seeing a little bit less Derrick Rose or maybe a little bit less quickly, a little bit more Kemba, but those guys are all in the mix. Alec Burks is in the mix. There's a bunch of guys competing for minutes, and he's been going somewhat hot hand, somewhat defensive-oriented, whoever's going to be out there actually hustling, playing hard on D. And that's not really Kemba's calling card. So it just becomes a little bit tricky to forecast these minutes. And if Alex hasn't projected over what he's been averaging the last few games and still coming in that firmly under, I think it makes sense to target this under as one of our higher up on the card plays. So 6-7-8 spot for sure, I think makes some sense. And we've just got a lot of strong PRA unders here.
We do. And again, it's the theme of the night, I think. Now, to be fair, we'll have a little bit of a break from the PRA until we hit Fournier. Again, same theme here, all the way down 86%. But we have a couple of other guys we can maneuver with. We already hit Nerlens Noel as far as the over, but that's it. Like, that's the only over that we have in the 94 percentile. So a lot of work, I think, is going to be done on the underside. And look, we took Walker and Covington right now off the board. We already passed Winslow earlier, right? So We're done. Now it gets a little bit thicker as far as trying to determine the right spot here because you're looking at the high 80 percentile as opposed to like that easy one. Anything in the 90s is easy. It's just a gift. Here it gets a little bit more difficult because you have to discern between A, guys you've already taken, and B, the right really percentile that you can work through here. So as I'm talking and saying all of that, it's really Russ. I think we have to go to Russ now, right? Under rebounds.
So there's a few question marks associated with some of these next couple plays as well. Like, you could look to that Russ under on the rebounds, but we already know LeBron's not going to be in. If Anthony Davis is also out and he's currently questionable with an illness, and we all know his Mr. Glass style reputation. So you know, even if you might get one of those games where AD starts, doesn't feel good, comes out of the game. There's all these things are in play. I hate to inject that bias into the situation. If we see him start the game, I think it makes total sense that he's going to play his full complement of minutes or close enough to it that we don't sweat it. But with him currently questionable, I could see that number coming down on Russ not getting to this projection. So that's one that I wouldn't necessarily book this early in the day. I would want some news on anything Lakers related. 88.68% probability of Russ getting the 10.5 or falling under 10.5. That makes sense with AD in. We've got him projected at 8.12. He's averaging 8.2 for this season. With AD out, I could see that dropping to more of, you know, maybe not a coin flip, but maybe it's down in the 60s. Maybe it becomes a little bit less. I feel like he'd be projected up closer to that 10.5, probably still under it, but probably a lot closer with no AD in there. So for me, that's one I would just want news on. Right. Another one on the other side of the board that I think is interesting that we also need news on is Jalen Brunson, particularly the assist number. We've got that sitting in an 82 already. It's only a 3.5 point line, and Alex has him projected at 4.94. That's a number that we're projecting with Luka Doncic currently projected in. So that's going to skyrocket if Luka doesn't play. And I'm expecting Luka to not play tonight. I don't know about you, but that one stands out to me. And by association, probably all of the Jalen lines would go up pretty significantly if we get that news. We all know that he takes a major leap with no Luka.
All right. So a lot of this. All right. So first and foremost, Russ may not get that news about AD because that earlier game, that Heat Pistons game, starts at 7. So everything's going to lock a half hour earlier, right? Because your pesky Knicks have to start this game at 7:30 Eastern just to be difficult.
Prime time, baby. It's New York. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Anything.
These are more like the not ready for primetime Knicks, the way they've been playing to go to another New York institution.
But still enough at least to warrant the 7:30 start. So if you don't have any news about AD, you probably just shouldn't even play that prop, right?
Yeah, that's one that I might just consider a stay away unless there's some kind of news. Like, we'll have some reporting going into lock on AD's tummy's feeling better or AD's, you know, still, you know, leaning over the porcelain god and all of that. So we'll find out a little bit about it where we'll have a little bit more information. But yeah, given a lack of information on it, I would just not necessarily go to it because we've got so many other strong plays to work with. So it's one I would definitely take a look at in the betting markets as that news comes out later or after lock or some of those other places you can take advantage of that news. But yeah, for where we have to book it beforehand, I would probably just ignore it.
All right, so let's keep moving here then. And again, as far as what we have for No House Advantage, that promo code is there for you. Look, bottom of the screen, Awesemo, AWESEMO. Use it. You put in $25, we'll match that $25. You'll see here as Terry's giving you the names, Tyler's building the ticket. You go from 10 all the way down to 1. You can compete. You bet definitely should be using our projections on site that Alex has. And then we also have the optimal lineup that Terry mentions we'll update later in the day as we get closer. So here's the thing. As far as now getting into that or staying, I guess, into that high to mid-80s, we can go back to the overside and hit a couple of guys like Dwight Powell is super low numbers, 3.5 on NHA. Alex has him at 5.5. The PRA back in effect here for both Anthony Simons and Luke Kennard, you know, we're not expecting, at least right in that Portland game, Jokic. So maybe some opportunity just in general for Portland to get up. But those two, actually three, if you want to add Powell, it's just a low number for rebounds. So you'd have to factor in minutes there. But these are overs that are at the very least in that higher 80 percentile that we can work with.
Yeah, the Powell one is interesting just because it's a weirdly low line. Like, he's averaged 20.3 minutes per game over the last three, averaged 22.2 minutes game over the course of the entire season, averaging 5.4 rebounds in that sample. We've got him projected for 21 minutes tonight. That leads him directly to that 5.5 rebounds. So he's projected for his average minutes, and we've got him going by 2 full rebounds over that mark. So that seems like a pretty sturdy one, you know, given a lack of news on any situation there, unless I missed anything about him. Is he banged up or questionable that I'm not seeing?
Al?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see anything either.
Yeah. So, that one just seems like a mismanaged line. I'm not seeing anything in the news on them. So, unless.
No, I was going to say, would there be something as far as anybody around him, somebody coming back that would impact?
I think nothing leaps to mind, but just monitor the situation. But I mean, it looks fantastic with where we've got him on the board. If you see the minutes projection come down, and I'm struggling to think of what it could be that would impact that. I've been thinking of Luka coming out of that rotation. So yeah, I think that's a very targetable spot with a 21 minute projection. It's just under his average of what he's giving us and under what we've got him projected for, and by a pretty significant margin.
Played through an ankle injury on Wednesday against the Bulls, but no mention of that at all. 35 minutes in that game as well, and 30 minutes against the Sixers. So there doesn't look like there's been any productivity drop or anything like that at all. You know, I wonder, just because Denver's looked awful without Jokic, I wonder if there's just a blowout factor involved here or something. It doesn't make sense on the surface why it would be so low. And basically that would be.
Yeah, he's not in. I was just looking at our News Gods afternoon update where he lists all the questionables, and he's not in there or anything. So I would expect full complement of minutes there for what we've got him projected for at the very least. I don't think that's going to be off in any way. So looks like a strong one to me right now. If you see the minutes change, just bail out. Plenty of other places to go.
There are two real quick. I know we're winding down here, but there are two with Simons, the PRA and the points and assists. So again, same game, maybe looking at that scenario. Then also with the Clippers, we mentioned Kennard with his PRA. And then here's Zubats coming in with a 7.5 line, and Alex has him projected over 9.5 rebounds.
Yeah, I like Zubac. He's a guy it seems like people don't love rostering in our primary DFS sites. I'm not sure how popular he gets with some of these with these picks, but that looks like a really sturdy one as well. 85-ish%, let's call it. Alex hasn't projected for more than 2 rebounds than what the line is. He's averaging 8.4 in his 25.1 minutes a game. He's been playing 27.3 minutes a game over the last 3, saw 31 a game before that. He's a regular piece of their rotation. So that just seems like another somewhat inefficient line that's pretty targetable here. So I would definitely be looking to put that one in, you know, maybe one of the lower end spots, like your 4-5s, somewhere around there, somewhere below 5. But Alex, again, has him projected for a 27 minute night, which is in line with what he's been playing. And it seems like pretty easy cruising to get to that line, if not well beyond it.
All right, my friend, anything else you want to hit that caught your eye or fancy on the way out?
Keep an eye on the news. It's going to be an important factor. It's going to bounce some of these guys into prominence. Like, I think Aaron Gordon would see an uptick on his rebounding, which is already another situation. We've got him projected for a point rebound and a half more than the line is, 79% likely. With no Jokic, he's going to shoot through that one pretty easily. I think Hamidou Diallo is somewhat interesting, again, on a rebounding prop, again, projected for 1.4 more than we had him, 80% likely. A kid who we're expecting to see, you know, around 10 more minutes than he normally gets. He averages 2.5 rebounds tonight. The line's only 3.5, and he does that in 13.5 minutes. We've got him projected over 20. Seems like an easy one. So there's a lot to pick off with news today.
Awesome. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Thanks for everybody hanging out at Digital B21 at Shander Show for me. Tyler producing, No House Advantage for providing this. And of course, the promo code will match it. You put in 25, we'll put in 25. Awesome. AWESEMO. Hit that thumbs up button, please, if you haven't already. It does us wonders, and you all have a great night.